I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Wow.
Hello, Merry Christmas, guys, and welcome to the Abroad Japan podcast. Probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined, as always, by Pete Donaldson.
It's Boxing Day. I'm full of turkey. And other things.
Did you have a good Christmas?
I had a very good Christmas. It was bloody relaxing, to be quite frank. I do enjoy Christmas. Got to see my niece. That was fun.
Lovely.
Do like babies. Babies and dogs. I'm a big fan.
Where did you go for Christmas?
I went to my hometown of Hartlepool. Thank you very much.
Wow.
And then I came back to do some work.
6 hours north of London,
yep,
for Christmas.
It's just the thing with Hartlepool is, there's one train company that serves it called Grand Central. Now, they're not connected to any other train company. They own about 5 trains in total. And they go from London through York through Hartlepool up to Sunderland. They don't go as far as Newcastle. And they're very good, but they are unconnected to every other kind of train company because they only do that route. And that back and forth. But the worst thing is, a lot of their trains, or certainly they used to, have these grand pictures of people like Marilyn Monroe and famous people from yesteryear, the golden age of cinema, because it's called the Grand Central, and it's all about Grand Central, New York Station, stuff right. Like that. And you get off, and you're in Sunderland.
Oh,
not so grand.
not so grand. But
so,
what did the Hartlepool Father Christmas bring you this year?
Oh, great cheer. He brought me a couple of great nights out in a little night spot I like to call Loons, which is a 70s theme pub that just plays 70s music, like Leo Sayer, etc., etc. It's dreadful, but it's Hartlepool and I love it to bits. I got a onesie. Because I like onesies. I think I'm just getting that age, Chris, where I just like a little rest, and I just like to be dressed up like a little teddy bear. I'm approaching 40 and I'm wanting to be dressed up like a little teddy bear.
What a nice image.
You were very helpful, and you mentioned my age on one of your stupid channel videos. And you mentioned your own age as well. So
yes.
People were more surprised how old you are than they were surprised how old I was.
42.
I'm not 42.
I don't know. A lot of people on the Osaka video commented on my age, right? Mm. And yeah, everyone was, wow, I didn't know. I'm younger than you. I didn't realise you're so old.
It's because you're now
Because I have a rubbish
sporting,
face.
No, it's because you're now sporting, although you have lost a bit of weight on the cycle, you have, and you'll put it all on over Christmas, no doubt. You have got what can only be described as a William Shakespeare beard at the moment. Someone pointed that out in a video. I thought, that is exactly what he's got.
I need to get rid of it.
A William Shakespeare beard.
I need to get rid of it.
It's good, man. I'm enjoying it.
It's going.
It's going.
The moment the clock strikes 2019, it's gone. Washed away.
What are you going to be doing for NYE? Baby.
I don't know, actually. I have no plan.
It's hard, isn't it?
I'm back in the UK now.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, I came back to the UK about 14 days ago.
Mm.
Been settling in.
I've got no plan.
Well, I'm kind of a little bit reverse culture shocked.
Mm.
After 6 years, I still feel a little bit odd going between Japan and the UK.
Yeah.
There are some big differences. Mainly everyone looks different in the UK.
Because
Japan
yeah.
is homogenous, right? 98% of the people there ethnically Japanese. Here, 98% of the people ethnically awful. Ethnically awful. It's that, yeah, it's all sort of things. But yeah, it's lovely to be back. I feel like I'm in Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol.
Mm.
I am Scrooge.
Are you pleased with the trains not running on time or running at all and is just dealing with... I find that the we're better with umbrella etiquette here. That's the only kind of thing I can think of when it comes to like cold weather. We seem to sort of lift... We're sort of good with like if somebody walks past you, we sort of lift the umbrella higher than the person's head so you don't get caught in the eye.
That's true, actually. The only time a Japanese person has got angry at me in 6 years of living in Japan, I was walking with my umbrella, he was walking with his, and they collided. And I don't know what he said.
Like he said,
"What are you doing? Watch me go with the umbrella." And I was like, "Oh, go away. This is your fault as much as mine."
Yeah.
Don't expect me to move my umbrella.
Umbrella fight.
Yeah.
Is it maybe, mind you, though, was he older than you?
He was mid-50s.
Yeah, exactly.
Best.
So have some respect for your elders. That's the whole thing.
Move your umbrella.
The whole society's predicated on people having some respect for the elders and the old brollies.
True that. Christmas for me revolved around my family opening loads of presents that involved Kit Kats, which is the only thing I brought from Japan. The thing is, whenever I come from Japan or visit my family, wherever they are in the world, I often bring sake.
Mm.
And they just don't drink it. They go, "Oh, this looks lovely. It's a lovely bottle, isn't it?" And
yeah,
then they leave
the
it there and
cabinet.
It's gone. Nobody does it. It's there.
Are you the sort of family to have like a drinks cabinet? Like they've got
like
Only Fools and Horses.
I opened my grand's drinks cabinet.
Mm.
2 days ago.
And drank some green ginger wine.
The sake that I'd bought 4 years ago was there. Not opened. And I was like, fuck. So,
is that not going to make it more delicious? What does sake keep?
It's not whiskey, Pete. It's rice wine. Anyway, they opened up their Christmas presents under the tree to find a variety of different flavoured Kit Kats from
delicious.
The Kit Kat chocolatery shop in Ginza. And they were delighted, generally.
Yeah.
Much better than Kit Kats, and they ate them all. So
that's how
there
Kit
you
Kats
go,
work.
Guys. If you're going to get a Christmas present from Japan, don't get sake. Get Kit Kats.
Yeah, you can buy sake pretty much anywhere. I mean, I don't know how... the flavours are too confusing. Too light and too confusing.
Yeah, I pretend like I know what flavours there are. No. What flavours what, but
get it in my mouth. Warm it up, get it in my mouth. Love your old job.
There's lots of interesting news that's come out this week. Christmas did come early. A few days before Christmas, I read a report.
Mm.
I say report.
A report.
A report.
A telegram came from Japan.
Well, it is a news story involving fried chicken.
Yes.
Not really a report.
A report
on fried chicken. This was a news story from Lawson's, no less.
Mm.
One of Japan's biggest convenience stores. They have got a fried chicken dispenser, an automatic fried chicken dispenser.
Right.
When it came up on my Twitter feed, I thought it was a joke. But it's real. And it's the future. And this is...
Would you trust
this is
the robot
why I'm excited.
To do this?
I'm excited about 2019 now, because this is it. This is... what we've been waiting for.
I just think it's going to malfunction somehow and spray hot oil all over everybody's faces, and there's going to be the same reason why you can't smoke on the street in Japan, because that person accidentally set fire to a child's head because he was kind of like cigarette level. That's what you told me at one point, I think. Or somebody told me that.
What?
I'm fairly certain somebody told me that you can't smoke on the street in Japan because somebody's child got caught in the head with an errant cigarette from a man's hand.
Good Lord. It probably happened. Yeah. To be honest, probably
Natsuki. Because that's why
it's probably Natsuki, wasn't
probably
it?
Probably Natsuki.
Yeah, Natsuki in his marble red.
With his fancy shoes, with his fancy built-up shoes he bought. but I just worry that it's going to malfunction and spray hot oil everywhere.
But what a way to go. Death by
fried chicken.
Automatic dispensing fried chicken machine at Lawson's. I couldn't picture a better way to go. Basically, because... Lawson's karaage-kun. Karaage means fried chicken. Kun means, it's kind of like a suffix meaning, it's like san, right?
Right, okay.
Peak-san, peak-kun. It's kind of a, like looking down.
Like domo-kun, NHK mascot.
It's kind of a cute, childish suffix. So karaage-kun is like a chicken character. He's the face of fried chicken in Lawson's. So this karaage kun is so popular in Lawson's, people love it, that the shop staff don't have enough time to put the fried chicken in the fried chicken machine.
So right,
in between running the whole Lawson's.
So the convenience people, they actually make the fried chicken on site?
Yes. Oh. Well, they get the frozen fried chicken, stick it in the deep fat fryer
in
the back, yeah. But
it's
this is taking so much time because the fried chicken is so popular that Lawson's have got this fried chicken dispenser. So you go to the you go to the front. You know, you pay, I think, like £1, 100 yen, 150 yen for your box of your empty box. You go to the machine, stick it in the machine, hit the button, and your fried chicken pours out.
Pours out. You don't want it pouring out. I think you still need a human hand. That's why, don't put a human hand in it. Let's make that very clear. I think you still need a human to sort of check the quality, because this is how some poor chicken dispensers, or dispensaries at shops, you know, find like just gizzards and stuff coming out of fried chicken. You need to make sure that what goes in is good enough.
Don't worry.
Exactly.
Things don't go wrong in Japan.
Well, apparently, I've been reading. Sora News 24. It used to be called Rocket News. It used to be called something. But it always has some interesting stories about Japan. There's a man called Master Blaster who wrote a story a few weeks ago. there's a shop called Tegatorimas who does fried chicken.
Right.
And they've made a very special flavoured chicken. Onanoko no Kaminoko. Aji. Girl's hair flavour.
Oh, God.
Girl's hair flavour. What's that about?
What? Are you sure this is real?
They have made...
Girl's hair flavoured chicken.
They have tried making girl's sweat flavoured chicken and also girl's soles of feet.
You have to elaborate on how that happens.
Each time in collaboration with the idol group Kamenjoshi. So, I don't know how you would make chicken that tastes or smells like girl's hair or... tastes like girl's feet.
What?
Or tastes like anybody's
feet,
really.
What does it look like? What's the actual ingredients?
It's chicken.
Yeah.
But they've got this seaweedy stuff on the top that apparently smells a little bit like girl's hair.
So there's no... Just to be clear, there is no...
No, there's no girl's hair. No, that would be incredibly unsanitary.
Well, that's what you were pitching it as the last 2 minutes.
Why an idol group want to get involved? Before Christmas, at my radio station, Absolute Radio, they had a... very weird situation where they sent some promotional crisps to the and also a promotional tea bag as well.
Right.
Brussels sprout flavoured tea bags.
That's
pigs in blanket flavoured tea bags.
Almost as bad as girl's hair chicken.
Yeah, it was pretty dreadful. It just tasted like lapsang because it was like smoky, like the sausage. But they also had, get this, Christmas tree flavoured crisps.
And what did they taste like?
They tasted genuinely like Christmas tree. You know, like the fir, kind of that strong kind of like lavendery kind of fir tree smell. But it was in crisps and it was disgusting. I ate a lot of them though. I was very unwell afterwards. So,
having done that, would you now be prepared to consume girl's hair flavoured chicken?
Well, out of the three, girl's hair, sweat or soles of feet, I'd probably go for sweat because it's salt.
Let's take a step back.
No.
What's girls' sweat flavoured chicken?
Well, I don't. Again,
what's the flavouring? It must elaborate. It must elaborate on that.
Okay, so this same guy, actually, it's not the same guy, it's somebody else, Casey Basile, on the same website, has gone to the same shop and has got the karaage Japanese style fried chicken. Tegatorimas in Ikebukuro. He basically he's turned up and he's got this, you know, idol singer group, Kamenjoshi, to create a kind of... They've got together and they've created, like, the girl's sweat flavour of chicken. And it looks disgusting.
But what's the ingredient?
Lemon or salt or something like that. Well, actually, it says here, the sauce is a mixture of salt, lemon juice and cheese.
That sounds good.
It does sound good. Although, until you hear that it's called women's sweat.
True.
Bearing in mind that you can't buy deodorant for love nor money in Japan, so I'd be surprised if anybody knew what women's sweat was like in Japan.
Oh, God.
In summary, Japan is disgusting and you're better off out of it for a bit, Chris. Reset your boundaries, all right?
That's a good thing I'm away from Japan for
exactly.
A month.
Sort your head out a bit.
No girl sweat for me.
Bakari sweat, yes. I bought a football top, a J League team who had Bakari sweat as the advert on the front of it, which is very good. You'll notice that I'm actually wearing two Japanese football team kits.
You see the back of that one?
Antlers. Kashima Antlers.
Kashima Antlers. I'm also wearing a Tokyo Verde top as well, so from the 90s. So there you go. I've inadvertently begun a J-League soccer shirt collection. So that's what I should have asked for Christmas. Some
J-League
tops.
Do you wear all branded things?
Well, yeah, I'm a walking
advertising. In the Osaka video, you wore a Stalin-esque
Stalinesque. It was the USSR's football team, national football team. People were giving me pelters on the old YouTube comments. They were equating me wearing a USSR football top to Natsuki's obsession with Karl Marx, and I think they're worried that you kind of look like a dissident,
like a Russian dissident
who's been banned from Leningrad, Stalingrad, been taken out. Get out!
I think that's my favourite one. Yeah, I've been Frankie Muniz. I've been compared to Elon Musk and Johnny Depp.
I can't take any of those ones. Johnny Depp,
and now
with
I look like a dissident.
Yeah. Like if you had a beret on, you'd look like a thinker who's been thrown out of the city.
A thinker.
You've been sent to exile for being naughty. Anyway,
had to move on from that.
Let's have an ad break. Let's come back with something that makes sense. That isn't about women's sweat. All right, we can guarantee in the second half of this show we ain't going to be talking about women's sweat.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Sweet chocolate. Wow.
Oh, Natsuki. Not seen him for a while. Is he all right?
He is doing well. He sent me a video. Well. He sent me a video just singing Happy Christmas. Not yesterday.
Which one? Was it like a Happy Christmas to you?
It's Natsuki's kind of own rendition of just Happy Christmas, Chris. Let's drinking next time we meet when you meet me. It's like, yeah,
that's
right,
nice.
I'll see Natsuki soon. There was talk of him coming over here in January at one point.
Oh, was there? Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to keep his, like, I want to go to London. I was like, yeah, come over. I'll help you. I'll sort out accommodation for you and your wife. Come over, it'd be fun. He was like, yeah, definitely. You could pay for it, Chris. And I was like, Natsuki.
That's not how it works. That's not how holidays work, mate. You got to kind of.
He's so cheeky. Ever since Natsuki the movie, where I funded his travel for the sake of the documentary, every time I do anything, he's like, oh, yeah, you could pay for it, Chris. It's like, Natsuki, we're not doing a documentary now. I can't pay for you now.
I had no idea this was on the table.
It's like,
just saying, Chris, you could pay for it. I could live in your house. I could move to Japan. I could live in your house, and I could be your boyfriend.
That's terrifying.
Could just look. All we'd have to do is hold hands. All right. It's the worst that's gonna happen.
I thought part one was pretty messed up. Female sweat. You've taken it to a whole new level now.
Let's hold hands.
Let's not.
Let's get married. Right.
Speaking of. That. So I don't know how I could lead into the next.
No,
bit.
You really can't
run away from this conversation.
Well, I think you can really, because I know what the next section is, and I would say me living in your house and holding your hand is a disaster.
It is a disaster. Yeah. And that leads us into our next bit.
Yay!
So every year, the Japan Kanji Aptitude Foundation, which sounds very serious, they draw out on a big scroll the kanji character of the year.
So it's a word that sort of sums everything up.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Last year, 2017, the word was Kita. The character was for North, right? North Japan. And that was because it's usually a topic that has dominated the headlines of Japan. And last year, it was North Korea and their bloody missiles flying over North Japan. So the word was Kita for North.
I mean, that's they don't seem like a cheery bunch.
Well, and this year, the word was disaster. Wazawai, or sai, meaning disaster or misfortune.
Have they not heard about the automatic chicken machine?
Well, yeah.
They might have changed their tune.
The word should be hope.
Greece.
I think it's because there was some serious earthquakes in Osaka and Hokkaido.
Flooding.
Typhoons, torrential rains, landslides. It's not been a good year for Japan. In terms of disasters, there's been a lot of disasters across the country.
Before Christmas, there was a
bomb.
There was
a bomb. There was an explosion in Sapporo, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I think it was a gas leak.
I think somebody had left like a load of discarded kind of like CFC kind of hairspray canisters.
Genuinely?
Like 100 next to like a radiator or something. That was one of the theories anyway.
Like
not recommended. Yeah. Not recommended the thing to do.
I don't think anybody was killed though.
No.
I think, injured.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a big mess. I've got the little running order printed out. And I am so used to using an iPad or an iPhone. And I wanted to zoom in to look at the kanji. And I just went like that to zoom in, like an iPhone zoom with my two fingers in a pincer movement.
On the paper.
On the paper.
You're treating a piece of paper like an iPhone
slash
iPad.
Yeah, that's madness, isn't it? But I quite like the kanji. Give the kanji for disaster or, wazawai or sai, disaster or misfortune. I quite like the kanji because it looks like a little...
It's like three Pac-Man above a fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's look like it up on Google, guys. Type in wazawai or Japanese kanji of the year. It's a lovely character, but it does mean danger.
Oh,
and so yeah, it's a kind of a sad, ominous word for the year.
Never mind.
10% of all the votes were for that word of the 193,000 people that voted.
Wow, wazawai clear leader in that one. So well done. Congratulations to disasters of all flavours and colours. Oh, we got some emails, Chris. Do you want to do some emails?
I want to do some emails.
Oh, let's do some emails then. Do you want me to start or would you like to start, my friend?
I will start.
All right, then.
Let's see. We got one from Zach.
All right, Zach.
Hi, Chris and Pete. Chris, you once talked about when you were going through the JET programme, you were asked which three cities you would be most interested to teach in. Knowing what you know now, and having travelled all over Japan, which three cities would you now choose to teach in? I'm finishing up my schooling next year and will be attempting to go through the programme, and I think I'd prefer a more rural area. Could you give your top three smaller cities or towns and your top three larger cities or towns you would have liked to teach in? Thank you very much, Zach.
Ooh.
It's quite a good question, actually.
Rural.
Because now I've travelled Japan, pretty much every corner of Japan. I do have a rough idea of where I would choose. And actually, I would still choose where I ended up, to some degree, because I loved it there. I really did. Sakata, Yamagata, was where I was placed, and I stand by that. But three other cities that I recommend. Number one, Kagoshima.
Kagoshima.
Have you been there?
I'm typing that in. Kagoshima.
Have you been there?
Doesn't sound like it.
It's it's the end destination of the cycle. The video hasn't come out yet, but we cycled there, and it's just incredible. There's a volcano out in the bay of the city, and it's just smoking all day.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks a bit like Tokyo Disney Sea, because they've got a giant volcano in the middle of Tokyo Disneyland smoking, and it's like that, but real and big and cool. But Kagoshima has a great culture to it. They were actually one of the first regions to become friends with the British and take over Japan. So Kagoshima... the Satsuma clan teamed up with the Yamaguchi prefecture to overrule the government and reinstate the emperor. So they're a very powerful region with a great rich history. But yeah, I just like it because there's a volcano smoking. Second would be Morioka in Iwate. It's really nice. It's north of Sendai. Sendai is a great city, but it's a little bit too big. Morioka's just the right size, I'd say, where you feel like you can make a difference to the city and it's not too busy.
It's known for its spring cherry blossoms and fall colours.
And it's got lots of good noodles.
It's got a hot spring. It's got a rock-breaking cherry tree.
It's the home of Wankasoba noodles.
I beg your pardon. We are not going to find ourselves a sponsor with that kind of language.
Wankasoba.
No, you won't even hold my hand, Chris, for crying out loud.
I'm taking you there next time you come to Japan.
Okay, then.
We're going to do the Wankasoba noodle challenge. I'm going to see if you can eat 100 bowls of soba noodles.
Oh, yeah. Was it you and Natsuki?
Me and Natsuki, yeah.
Oh, my God. That knocked me sick.
Natsuki beat me the first time. And Ryotaro beat me.
Too much food.
And everyone beat me. But oh, that's well. Cool. And finally, I would say Matsuyama in Shikoku, which is a beautiful city. It's got a castle in the heart of the city that's on a little mountain overlooking. So you can see the whole city, 360 degrees view. And it, it's a beautiful place. One of the homes, it's next to the home of Yakitori, grilled skewered meat. So, yeah, those three cities are really cool.
It seems to be famous for an onsen, haiku, and art.
Yeah, it's home to the Dogo Onsen, one of the most, the most famous onsen in all Japan.
Oh, well done, everyone.
Yeah, so those are three places. Kagoshima and Matsuyama, a little bit disconnected, though, in the sense that it's difficult to get to Tokyo or Osaka. You'd have to fly, whereas Morioka is just a two-hour bullet train.
Nice. I mean, because you visited a few of these places on the way around your cycle, didn't you? I guess.
Well, both Matsuyama and Kagoshima, yeah. So
beautiful.
Where would you choose?
I really enjoyed, but that's the thing. I'm a bit of a city bird, aren't I? I'm very different to you. I think when I applied to JET, you had to actually specify where you wanted to go, and I actually selected Kobe.
And that's why you didn't get on it.
And that's why I didn't get on it, because of the city.
I bumped into a really nice chap at Heathrow Airport, and he recognised me when I arrived here the other day, and he was talking about the JET programme. He said he wanted to be put in, I think, Kyoto. I said, don't do that.
No.
Chris's tip of the day. Coming on the Japan Exchange Teaching Programme, go for a rural place. You increase your chances exponentially.
Yeah, and if you can sort of find somewhere that's close to, you know, a city that you might like, knock yourself out. The thing I've learned in my gigantic amount of time on this planet, managers just want an easy life. So if you can make their life a little bit easier by meeting them halfway, they very much appreciate it.
Yeah, flexibility is the key. It's the secret to getting a teaching job in Japan.
Damn straight. Ben from Yorkshire. Hi, Chris and Pete. If you'd have guests on the podcast, who would you choose and why? And I would say to that, Ben, what's wrong with us, you little monster?
But he does say, long-time listener, first-time email. Ben from Yorkshire.
Yeah, you know.
Nice guy.
He's literally asking for more than what we can bring him.
A guest on the podcast?
Guest on the podcast.
I'm guessing this is under the assumption that there's no limit. It could be anyone.
Yeah, it could be anyone. Didn't we want... not Ken Watanabe. Yeah, we did want Ken Watanabe. You wanted Ken Watanabe, didn't you?
Because
he was working around the corner when I tried to get an interview.
Is he still here now?
No, he's not.
Oh,
he's
for God's sake.
I remember seeing the trucks taking the King and I's kind of backline kind of set dressing.
So I've missed him yet again for the second time this year.
You just keep chasing him around. Flip's sake.
God. It's so annoying. He pops up everywhere. I was supposed to film him in his cafe in February, right? And we missed him by a week or something, because the guy, it was rubbish.
He was too busy
organising it. Ryota and I had a fixer, this guy who was organising it. And then we rang him up and was like, what week is Ken there? And he was like, oh, I don't know, I haven't rung him. We're like, you what? And I've never heard Ryota lose it, and he lost it at this guy. He went mental.
That's really annoying.
So we missed him. And then when I was filming it, there was a guy in my documentary. This is for the tsunami documentary I made in February. We met a guy, and he was... I was talking to him, and he said, oh yeah, I saw Ken last week, he poured my coffee at his restaurant. And then after that, everyone in London, including you, had seen him, and my friend sent me a picture of her friend meeting Ken Watanabe two blocks away from where we are now, out the front of the theatre. And it's just like every time I miss
him, just hanging out,
and I come to London thinking he's going to be here now, and he's probably in a mountain range sitting drinking some green tea somewhere.
He's probably
in Japan.
He's probably in a shoe shop getting some really fancy shoes made. if you do want to get into the show, it's always worth repeating. Actually, we haven't just sort of said who we want other than Ken Watanabe.
Oh, yeah.
Who has a great love for Japan? David Bowie. David Bowie did some great photography work, or rather, he's got some beautiful pictures. This Japanese photographer had followed him around in the late 70s, and there are some beautiful shots of him just strolling around Tokyo. And he's like, it's David Bowie, being cool.
Did I tell you, I was near his house once.
Wow. And that's the kind of anecdote that keeps people coming back to this podcast.
I used to jog in this area in London, and when he passed away, I ended up looking up where he's from, and turned out I'd been running past his house. Almost constantly.
Probably turned him.
It's a little unremarkable house, actually, in southeast London. And I couldn't believe it was there. I was just running past it. Like,
well, didn't he live in New York? Wasn't that his main residence?
Before that bit. This is because he was born in London, right? Southeast London.
Duncan Jones. That's his son. No, wait. What was his name? Davy Jones? Can't remember. Either way, if you want to get in touch with the show, how can they do it, Chris?
abroadinjapanpodcast@gmail.com.
Guys,
we will be talking about New Year's resolutions and getting all excited about 2019. Mm. This year was a very good year, and I reckon next year is going to take things to a whole new level. And we're going to outline some reasons why that might be.
Mm.
But for now, Merry Christmas, guys, and have a Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Have a great one.
Enjoy your Boxing Day.
Send us your resolutions. Do it now. We'll read them out.
Send us drawings.
Become a part of the podcast.
On a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.